Welcome, everybody, to another Tuesday weekly team huddle call for REI Vault. Chris Chico and Gary Boomershine, excited to have you here. Today is Tuesday, September 30th, 2014. And just to very quickly update again on this process, if you have a question, this is a call for deal-related questions. And if you've got a question on any topic related to deals or sellers or a transaction that you're working on, feel free to press star 5, and that is raising your hand. We'll actually be able to see it, and you can ask your question. We do ask, just give us the question first without the backstory, and it allows us to kind of move forward quickly. Let's see, if you have any questions that are related to marketing or territories or budgets or changes, always email support@salesteamlive.com. If it's technical, you'll get a ticket number, and there's a lot of people on the back end. We've got about, 17 or 18 people behind the scenes doing different sort of pieces of the marketing and processing, and that's why we want it to go that way. And then anything question answered here, you can always email dealhelp@reivault.com. And those also go directly to Chris and I. It's just a way for us not to be losing anything. We have escalation notifications. If something has not been addressed or answered within 24 and 48 hours, it gets escalated, so we can make sure that we get a timely answer as best we can. With that, you can go ahead and start pressing star 5 to ask your question. If we don't see any more questions, we pretty much end the call. So with that, we'll give a couple of updates. My main update for everybody on my end is that we have launched the pre-sale offers, and they are live, and we are going to roll out a training session. So for next week, the first week of October, I believe, let's see, that's going to be the 8th, the week of the 7th of October, we are not going to have this call. The weekly huddle call next week. We are going to actually have a special call next week. I do not have the date yet, but it will be for Q&A on the pre-sale offer. There will be training that will be going live next week on how it works and how to get pre-sale offers sent out. We're going to be upgrading, timely updating everyone's Podio account and adding the feature set in order to be able to send out pre-sale offers. So there'll be training, there'll be announcement, and then we'll be bringing people into a live webinar session next week, walking through it, answering questions, and then we'll be really good to go. So we're already taking some people live right now, and we've got about 10 people that are going first, just to get all the bugs worked out, and then the rest of the group will be scheduled over the next, week to 2 weeks. If you are on this call, and today's September 30th, so if you're listening to the call today live and you want to go live sooner rather than later with the pre-sale offer, you can email suggestionbox@reivault.com. And just say that you'd like to be one of the early birds, the early people to be set up for the pre-sale offer. And it's just a schedule. There's probably about 2 hours worth of work for each person on the back end to get this all working and set up correctly and done properly. And so that would be the way to do it. If you're listening to this call and it's recorded and it's after, October 8th, of 2014, then don't worry about it because it'll be automatically set up for you. So just on today's call. Chris, I don't have any other updates. Anything on your end before we open up the call?
No, I don't have anything on my end. Just to let everybody know, they should be aware of, but the pre-sale is really, just to clarify, it's different than a contract that you have agreed with a seller. You have a contract that's agreed with the seller, and they said yes to your price, and obviously you're going to take care of that, handle that how you normally would. This is for all those leads that are kind of there but not really there. You just can't seem to come to terms, and this was, this came about because of our experience in testing this, And really what it's going to do is going to help you get more deals, because you're going to send this package and you'll get a chance to see how it all looks and everything else. Send this package to the sellers, and it'll be, you know, versus everybody else has letters, postcards that they sent them, and they have conversations. We'll be one of the few that have actually sent the contract and a very nice marketing piece, and really just to try to move forward with them in some way, in some capacity. And really excited about it. There's a series, not only the package, but there's a series of follow-up letters that go behind it. And so I think it definitely will help you get more deals and help you maybe scoop up some of the deals that might be falling through the cracks that you may not know about, just simply because of a lack of follow-up and just, you know, you're just focused on bringing in deals, and maybe some of those other ones that are just laying on the sidelines, you're not doing anything with, but with just a little nudge and a little push, they might be able to become deals for you and be able to make more money for you. So that was my only comment about that.
Yeah, and the pre-sale package, it looks like a FedEx envelope. It says rapid, urgent delivery, rush to addressee, hand deliver. Looks like it was hand delivered. It's a 7-page series of documents with a return envelope. Has a really nice cover page. It looks like it was hand signed by you. It says this sheet of paper is worth, you know, whatever the price is that you want to offer them. Let's say $150,000 for the next 30 days. And it has a couple of pages of marketing copy of why they may want to sell. Two ways to sell their property. One way is a lot of work, and the other way is to sell it to you. And then two pages of the contract, literally filled out, and it looks like it was hand signed. So really, really good thing. They can sign it. It's really a marketing piece, as Chris said. If you have a verbal acceptance, you're gonna want to get, you know, your contract out to them, you know, via email or fax or hand delivered. But this is, again, a pre-sale, which means it's really a marketing thing. You have not come to terms. It's really a way to get a seller going from not necessarily motivated today into being totally motivated in a week, you know, a couple weeks. But it's not just the offer letter either. There's a whole series of follow-up letters that will be going out and scheduled right behind it. So every 30 days, they'll continue to get something else. So really to move these deals forward. And this came based on feedback and recommendations months ago from the group, wanting to be able to automate this, so increase our conversion rates. Now, a couple of you that are on the call right now, I see that Zeke in San Antonio and Steve Carlson in San Antonio, HFW and on the East Coast, Travis. I already have you guys set up to get this thing up and running over the next couple of days, so you don't have to email. You're already on the list because you asked for it a few weeks back. So with that, I don't see any questions. Nobody's put up their hand. If you have a question that you want to ask us today, you can press *5 and don't be shy. We've noticed that the number of questions has started to fall off during the last couple of weeks. And my thing is, don't be shy. If you have a particular question for us, it probably means, you know, other people do. There's no bad questions. And we're happy to have the informal dialogue. And Chris and I were also talking about possibly changing up the format because there's not a lot of questions coming in, so we may change the format of this weekly call a little bit over the next couple of weeks going forward. It's just depending upon whether people have questions. So press *5 if you have a question, and if not, we'll just end the call. And I still don't see any questions. Anything else you want to add, Chris?
No, just a reminder, tomorrow, next week's call is going to be a webinar, correct? And so they'll be getting access information once we've ironed out the specific date and time. And keep an eye out for it, and you know, you'll get the invite.
Yeah, the call next week, the webinar, the training, it will be recorded. And it most likely will be the same call-in line. We'll probably use this same call-in line. We do not have the date and time just yet. We actually want to complete the training and be ready to roll this thing out first and prepare some material. So most likely the call will be sometime in the middle or later part of next week. But Let's see. Here's a question, San Antonio. Let's see. Hold on real quick. Let me go ahead and pull this up. San Antonio, 210-363, you're live.
Hey, Gary and Chris. Steve Carlson here.
Hey, how are you, Steve?
I'm doing well. Not that it's going to matter a ton, because I'm sure the return on investment is going to be pretty significant for the follow-up letter, but out of curiosity, I'm wondering what the cost is.
Yeah, great question. Great question. $5.95 for the wow. Actual the physical piece. We've been dealing with Click2Mail, and Click2Mail I think has been for this package has been Chris $6.70 or $6.95.
Yeah, somewhere around there, $6 and change for doing a Click2Mail, and it's not doesn't look as good as this actually. So
this thing is smoking hot. You guys are going to really like it. We'll probably be tweaking it and having different types of pieces going forward as well. It's a really nice looking envelope. It's a 6x9, so it's a 8.5x11 folded in half. It kind of looks like FedEx. It's kind of blue and red, rapid urgent delivery, and some little notifications. Do you remember the Post-it note, Steve, where the Post-it note had a little signature? There's like a, it says important, and at the bottom a release signature. It looks like it was handwritten. And the signature is awesome. We had to play around and get a special signature, but it looks like it was hand-signed by you in blue ink. I'll give a couple things. The one, we have to send 150, we're using a fulfillment house out of Oregon, actually out of Eugene, Oregon, the same group that does our handwritten yellow letters. We've been using them for years. But we're going to have a minimum volume requirement of 150 at a time. So the first month, we're going to have, we can do lower quantity, but they have to set up they literally have to physically pull the envelopes. They got to pull the paper, the return envelopes. So one of the reasons why it's taken us a while is because we wanted to have more people in this group. And our ultimate goal is to have other types of products that we can mail out of this, where we can get the physical contract mail, which would be really good. It's almost the same thing, except a different cover page. So, my also request for everybody, we want to be able to do daily printing, and it just comes down to volume, and it just means more people in our group. We got about 65 people in this group, and if anybody has, people they think would be a good addition, obviously they're not going to be working in your area, but we'd love the referral. And if you did a referral, you're going to get some free mail credits put into your account, but we're just trying to grow. I think we get critical mass at about 100 people across the country. So we're trying to add about 35 more people. And Chris and I, we've also designed some follow-up letters, Steve, and for everybody. There's a follow-up letter. We have the follow-up yellow letter, the standard one. There's actually a series of follow-up letters to this offer. So it's going to be customized. We send out this pre-sale offer, and then 30 days later, you're going to get an automatic task in Podio 5 days after the mail goes out for you to call them back, and with a link to the price and everything. But in 30 days, they're going to get another Yelp follow-up that's going to say, hey, we sent you an offer, for $100,000, and Chris actually wrote the copy, and then 30 days after that, another letter. We'll do that for a total of a couple of letters. So it should be good. And we're always looking for recommendations of needs, other things that you want. So suggestion box at reivault.com. Steve, you were a big reason why we actually invented this thing. Probably 6 or 7 months ago, eight months ago, you made the recommendation of how cool it would be if we could all be able to automatically fulfill this thing, because it's a lot of manual work.
Yeah,
it
is phenomenal. I love the support. It's incredible. And it's phenomenal pricing, too. So kudos to you guys.
Yeah, it's awesome. So, anything else, Steve? I know you're going to be taking some vacation. You said that you and your wife have had more vacation this year than you have ever since you got into real estate. Yeah,
that is true. Kind of reaping some of the benefits of this business, I guess. But we'll have our next year.
That's awesome, Steve. Well, good stuff. Well, I'll put you on mute. If you want to ask another question, Steve, just press star 5 again and put you on mute here. All right. Next question looks like Marty in New York. Let's see. Marty, you are live.
Yeah. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Marty.
I was just wondering, is it possible to get a copy, or how do we get to take a look at this pre-sell, what that package looks like?
Yeah, on next week's webinar, when we actually have a webinar, probably a 45-minute to an hour webinar, we'll show it to you. We'll show you exactly what it looks like, and there is a way to get a physical mailing of this, too. In fact, that's going to be standard. The very first time we do a mail drop, we do what's called seeding. We'll put your name and your information as if you were a seller, and you'll get one of those physical packages, and we'll be able to do that. But for next week, we'll actually show everybody the look and feel of it. So the only reason we don't have it right now is because Chris and I have to scan it in and get it ready. So we'll do that for next week.
Sounds good.
Anything else, Marty? Any other questions?
Oh, I got tons of them. I'm actually going through a lot of your calls, and I'm getting tons of information that I'm picking up, things I didn't understand. So I'm starting to work the system. You know, I'm kind of a slow starter here, but I'm starting to work the system. And as I go forward, I have tons of questions that I'll. By the way, when I listen to your calls, your past calls, there's an area to place a comment. Is that active? Because sometimes it's nice for me just to add the question or the comment right after that call, so it's kind of pertaining exactly to my point.
Yeah, we don't. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't think that's technically active. And/or if you place a comment, the best thing would be is always to email us because we tried to implement the columns in the past, the comments in the past, but then things got lost, and that's where our concern is that if you have a question, then it's going to get lost in there, and you're not going to get the answer you need. So we prefer to email just because it's better that way.
Okay,
Marty. Also, as you're going through the materials, I think the page is there's a page reivault.com/start. Are you familiar with that page?
Yes.
Okay. All right, perfect. Yeah, that's the one where it kind of outlines everything, and it has links to specific calls that we had on Tuesdays that I thought were really important, such as the one with Steve where he talks about positioning yourself with the seller as calling from a company versus an individual, and also the ROI call. So those are really two good calls to listen to.
Actually, I'm up to call number 10 or 11, and they're all loaded with information, I could tell you that. I'm really getting pretty far with that. You know, being here in New York, I am having my challenges, but I'm working on that. I'm working on that. You know, we cannot use a single document for a contract. We have to bring in lawyers for any type of deals. So I'm trying to figure out how to work that out without having to spend money on a lawyer just to lock in the property, because you want to lock it in before you offer it to the buyer. And I'm just thinking
right.
that your one-page contract might just be kind of like a pre-contract agreement just to go forward. But I'm working on that.
Yeah, New York is very finicky like that. Everybody runs to an attorney. They don't do nothing. They don't do anything without an attorney involved,
right.
Which it makes it sometimes. So I would use that as a. I would agree with you almost like a letter of understanding, really, where you come to terms with price and terms, and then you finalize the agreement with the attorney. But at least that kind of gets everybody on the same page and gets the ball rolling.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, even for this pre-sale, with this fact, let's say the seller signs the contract and sends it back to you, it really is a marketing piece. I would actually have another physical contract, because you may get somebody may call you, they don't like the price, so you made them an offer for $100,000, and it just there's a phone number on there, and they call you back, or they basically put something in there they'll take the contract and maybe they'll mark through it and they'll change the price and send it back to you. All it is it's forwarding the sale, creating the dialogue. You want them to know that you're serious and, you know, you're working to move this thing forward. That's, you know, by the time that you're ready to get a deal done, that's when you get a contract. You work with an attorney.
Right.
So it's the difference between marketing and sales. So I think of the pre-sale as really it's still a marketing process, knowing that I want to, you know, I know that every 7 to 10 of these things I'm going to mail out, I'm going to get a deal closed one way or the other. And, you know, the fact that they just send something back. Chris and I were just chatting this morning with our team, one of the teams that we've got in Florida, and we were just looking at the number of contracts, verbal offers. We got, you know, a whole bunch of verbal acceptances, but we haven't gotten a signed contract back. And we were just chatting about how, you know, when somebody gives you a verbal offer over the phone, the clock starts ticking against you. So you want to get something in writing because they're going to have remorse, right? They're going to agree to a price, and they talk to a family member, they talk to a realtor, they talk to a neighbor, and they're just going to get, you know, cold feet. Just like, that's just human psychology. So it's super important to build that relationship, get on the phone with them. Somebody, you send a pre-sale, they send you something in writing, you know, get on and confirm with them, answer any questions, and that's all we're trying to do is create that emotional. Again, rule number one of sales, people buy on emotion or sell on emotion and justify it with facts. So you have to have an emotional connection with the seller. And you know, it's the difference between, you know, 50% of your verbal offers turning into deals. Well, if you want it closer to 100%, it comes down to communicating with them. That's pretty much it. Marty,
well,
anything?
Along, Marty, yeah, definitely, you know, we're here for you. So any questions or any issues that come up, whether it be general or deal specific, don't be afraid to ping us. You know, we have the call weekly, but, you know, we're always available. You send an email to dealhelp@reivolt.com. Gary and I both see that immediately, and we'll do everything we need to do to make sure you get the answers to the questions you have.
That's great. That's great. Thank you.
Awesome, Marty. Anything else?
Well, actually, I did request a copy of that single-page contract. I assume the single-page contract that you spoke about in the past is going to be similar to the one that's going to be in the pre-sale?
It is.
Okay, so I just wanted to see what that looks like, and I guess I'll catch that next week.
Yeah, one little note, that is on reivault.com. So if you log into the member site, reivault.com, and you go to the Do Deals and Make Money section, the one-page contract and the assignment that we're using is actually on there. You can download it. There's a couple of versions of it. And there's also a video that Chris put together of exactly how we're packaging that up and getting it over to the seller. So that is available right now. I'm sure the team will provide an answer back, but it's on the website.
Okay. Okay, that's good.
Good
Thank
stuff,
you.
Marty. Okay, I'll mute you out and see if there's anybody else. I don't see any other questions. If you have a question, you can press *5, and once there's no more questions, we'll end the call. All right, I'll give it another 10 seconds. Anybody have a question, press *5. All right, I think we're good. All right, Chris, 12:30 here, West Coast, 3:30 your time. We'll go ahead and end the call, and everybody will look forward to walking through the pre-sale on a webinar next week. You will get an announcement. We will not be having the normal Tuesday call next week. We'll replace it with a webinar on the pre-sale. So until then, have a great week, and go make some more money. All right, have a good one, everybody.